K4LSA, K4LSA, this is N4HHC.
I hear you loud and clear.
Right. So I'm talking to you from Echolink on my iPhone. Over.
K4LSA, stop.
It took a while for me to be able to hear audio again, so you have to pause a little bit. When they get the internet up at the site, I think that will... That issue will go away. Over.
I can still need to wait for there's a little bit of a lag on the transmitter receipt.
Yes. So about the length of time that I waited, you know, you need to wait that long before you reply to me, or else I won't hear it if you're going to say something that's very short.
So my brother's trying to find the node number for that. I may have given him the wrong one. I gave him
79.
54-50-72. Copy. He is now getting back onto that node. We were on the wrong one. Copy. That was 545072.
This is N4HHC. So, Jason, I'm in a building and I just tried to hit the 6-1 repeater and I can't hit that. So I'm switched over back on Echolink. I think I see Brad's name there. I didn't catch his call. I'll have to go back and look at it. Over.
Yeah, it's, I didn't pause for this. You're probably missing all this, but it's AK4RE. It's AK4RE. And he's logged in, I think, on that one. You should see him.
AK4RE, AK4RE, N4HHC.
He can see you on there, Warren, but for some reason he's not getting out and he's not hearing. So I want to go through the settings. I think he's on the phone there, so I'll check and see if we can figure it out real quick.
Sounds good. I'm getting ready to go back outside, so I'll switch to my HT. But I'll be listening for you, and I should probably program in the 8-2 repeater as well, so I can hear both of them. Anyway, talk to you later, Jason. N4HHC.
Hey, copy. This is K4LSA. Over.
K4LSA. K4LSA. This is AK4RE.
AK4RE. This is K4LSA. I copy.
Yeah, roger that. K4LSA, I also copy you on this end, AK4RE.
Good. Evidently it's working. There's not much of a lag here, but there is just a hair of a lag, but not much of one. Copy, over.
You're coming in pretty loud and clear here. Don't notice any lag on my side. If there is one, I don't sense it here.
Well, that's good. Just put that in your favorites. And you can save it on Echolink.
Yeah, roger that. Is this a frequency or a repeater that you monitor on a regular basis?
It will be. So I do this one, and then we do 8214682. One Caesar Head Mountain, and then the other is Paris Mountain. Paris Mountain is just above the house here.
So that, okay. Well, good. Well, this works out really well, I think.
But maybe there's a chance to see if there's an echo link. This works good enough. I don't know if we need to find an echo link near you.
Well, I'm wondering if I can set up my HT to connect via echo link while I'm here at the house. I don't know if there's any repeaters nearby, but I may be able to do it via...
So, what were you doing there? What would that do for you? Is to run through your HT to an Echolink node and then over to this one?
Right, yeah, that way instead of using the iPhone, I could actually use my my Kenwood.
N4HHC, are you back online? track you on my end. I don't know if it's just something else. But anyway, I can hear you.
K4LSA, is that AK4RE? I need to go silent for maybe 5 minutes if that's okay.
No worries there. This is K4LSA. Just monitoring.
DJW, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW. Hey, Steve.
Hey, big guy. You mind answering a technical question for me, maybe?
I can try.
I'm using the N3, what is it? Brain dead. The logging software, N3JFP. And I've also got the QSL. And for some reason, I'm thinking that there's a way. I've already got the logbook of the world. But I'm thinking there's a way that I can link two of those programs to where they auto-log up to Logbook of the World. Isn't that right?
I think there is, but I don't use those, so I'm not sure. I think I did use those at one point in time, and you create like an ADFT or AIFD or whatever, some kind. You create a log and then you upload the log, but you've got to have your certificates before you can do that. So you have to download and install. You have to apply for, acquire, download, and install those certificates to be able to make that happen. Have you done the certificate part of it yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm logging into each of the programs. I was just trying to log the two so that they would auto-populate into each other.
Okay. I'm not sure how that works. There again, I've got my own software that does all that for me, so I don't know how the stuff that's out there on the market does that.
Okay. What are you using, QRZ?
Well, I've got a logging program that creates a QSL card on the front, and it creates a map on the back, and it connects your two stations with a line so that you can get oriented where you were and where he was, and you can tell the distance between them. And then that gets all wrapped up in an envelope and mailed to him through the internet instead of having to print out cards and stuff like that. And it uploads that to like four different logging solutions out there.
What program is that?
That's one I wrote about 10 years ago. It's called MyQSL.exe. It's a C++ program.
That figures. Okay. You rascal. All right. Ooh, somebody's burning some leaves. I just ran through some smoke and it got to me there for a second. All right. Who do you know that's really up on that Logbook of the World and some of that stuff?
The first person that comes to mind that is really good explaining stuff is ND7J, Bob.
Okay. Well, he's on there sometimes. Sometimes he's not. I'm just going to try to catch him by the radio. I wonder how good Gary, W4EEY, would be.
He's another good one. That's another good example. I'm not sure how much he uses all of that, but I know he writes, or he has YouTube channel that has all kind of stuff on it. He might have captured that in one of his. Have you checked out his YouTube channel?
That's a good idea. Okay. I didn't even think about that. All right. I'll definitely go over and do that today when I get back from all of my errands for the tenants and the wife and everybody else running me. All right. Well, I made my first European contact yesterday.
Well, congratulations. What band were you on?
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I was on 20 meters, and it was Northern Ireland. So I was just, you know, I heard this guy coming in. He's like a 9 or a 10. He's blowing it out real nice and clear, and I said, well, you know, what the heck? Let me tune up here, and let me see if I can hit him. And he was calling, you know, CQ, CQ America. So I responded, and he came back, and I just about had a duck. And he said I was doing about an 8 back at him. So, and that was at about 600 watts. I was very, very pleased.
Well, that is really good. You're starting to get comfortable with the amplifier then. That's good news, too. I didn't know you had graduated from barefoot to putting the amp in line.
Well, I haven't blown it up yet, to put it that way.
Well, that's good, too. Hopefully that will be a long time before that happens.
Well, I do have some issues I got to figure out. My 991 will not go down below 5 watts. So when I go over to CW to tune the amp, I've got to kind of interpolate a little bit to kind of figure out, you know, where those baselines on the grid and the plate should be. So, you know, that is my variable right now, and I'm unknown, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of trying to keep my power, my drive, I'm trying to run 60 watts or less, to make sure I don't hit any kind of peaks on the amp, to try to protect it a little bit, and, you know, trying to get a feel for this thing.
Well, you'll learn it. Everyone has its own quirks, so you'll learn it. You'll get comfortable with it. I'm glad to hear you made Europe. That's good. That's progress. Now you've got a couple of hundred other countries out there you've got to conquer.
Thibodeau, Louisiana is like another country, but I hit a guy down there today, and let's see, Pacific City, Vancouver, British Columbia, and let's see, where else? Yeah, that's pretty much what I've done, because I need to put my big boy pants on and go ahead and step out there and quit trying to be so conservative with the amp.
Well, it'll come in time. Don't push it. Take your time. You've got plenty of time to work all those other stations. The ones that are difficult for me is Japan, Sri Lanka. That when you get that far around the world, that's where it starts getting difficult. South America or South Africa's not too often. I don't get to hit them very often. And South America, like Argentina, is kind of difficult. But the rest of them are going to be a piece of cake. So you're going to find out, you know, you were able to rotate. Were you rotating that dipole to be able to find the guy in Europe?
Yes, I was something like 35 degrees off north, off a true north towards the east. You know, I was guesstimating. Plus, I was listening to his signal strength, and approximately 35 degrees off north is how I got him. And I was listening to a guy down at about 70 or 80 degrees south with the dipole in Cape Town. He was about 10 miles outside of Cape Town, South Africa. I tried to hit him on 100 watt, but it just wasn't going through.
Well, glad to hear it. Glad you're doing good. And there's a couple other guys on here that were using the repeater before we got on it, and they took about a 5-minute break. They might be ready to use it now. So I'll let you go, Steve. Good talking to you. KN4 VWA, W4DJW. W4DJW,
KN4 VWA. I'm clear, bud. Thanks for always being there. I'll talk to you soon.
Steve, you want to go to 9-4?
Be there in just a second.
K4LSA, this is AK4RE.
This is K4LSA. Copy.
All right, hey, I'm back on looking through the manual on this THD74 to see what the protocol is for getting connected with Echolink here. Haven't quite got that figured out yet, but still looking through that.
I reach out to the gentleman who was just on, see if he's still there. I got a question for him, if you're still looking.
Yeah, you go ahead. It may be another 5 or 10 minutes before I get this figured out.
KN4VWA, this is K4LSA.
I believe he took off to the 9-4 repeater. This is W4DJW, if I can help you. Are you trying to link two EchoLink repeaters together so you can use your RF on each end to talk to each other?
He's out of Eatonton, North Carolina, so we were trying to figure out a way. We couldn't quite get there on HF. He had a vertical, and I've got a Windham dipole, and so it's I could hear, I think he could hear me, but I could hear him. But so anyway, I think this EchoLink is working. But I think you were the one I was wanting to talk to. You did the C-plus coding.
That's affirmative. You can use this repeater to link to the repeater that's close to him. And once you get them linked up, then you can use your handheld or your mobile station or whatever RF, just like you were talking on the same repeater. You just need to know the node number of the other repeater. And if you key up like your handheld and on your DTMF pad, you dial in the node number and then a pound, it will connect the two repeaters together. And then you can be out and about mobile down in South Carolina. He can be out and about mobile up near Charlotte, and you can talk to each other through RF instead of having to talk through your iPhone. The way you use this one is you just type in the node number and a pound.
I think he has the ability. It has a radio with that, the EchoLink built in. I'm on just a HD here for a handheld. Just below Paris Mountain, so it's not hard for me to hit that off of a handheld. He's the one that is trying to hit that repeater or try to get the EchoLink to work on his side.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd give you that tip just because people don't often use it and they're not really aware of it because there's not that many people that use it, but it is kind of handy. It's kind of like it works the same way DMR would work. You just connect the nodes together and you can talk to them.
Copy. Well, it would make sense if we got to figure out if he has if there's a EchoLink near him. There's not much near Eatonton, so I wonder if there is one closer. That was the initial call this morning when I called him on the cell phone to see if he knew of one close by him. I knew of this one near me, but didn't know if he had one.
There is an EchoLink map out there somewhere. I've seen it in the past. I don't have the link handy, but if you Google for it, there's a map you can look at and zoom in on the area you're interested in and find the closest EchoLink node to that. Not all EchoLink nodes put their geolocation in their output, so they won't all appear there, but some of them do.
Copy. Yeah, I was using I was using the EchoLink app on the radio. Not on the radio, on the iPhone.
Okay. Is that the Indian Trail that's up there southeast of Charlotte? Is that where is that the area he's looking for one in?
No, that's ironic. That's where he used to live. That would have been not perfect, but he's in Eatonton, so it's northeast, right off the coast there in Eatonton, North Carolina.
Okay, that's quite a ways further out. That'd still work if you could find a node over there in that area. But if HF isn't working for you, I was just reading up on some new antenna. Well, not new. New to me. I don't have any. NVIS antennas, a dipole that's only about 4 or 5 feet, 6 feet off the ground. Makes your takeoff angle go straight up, and it hits the ionosphere, and then it comes right back down. And you can get stations within a couple of 100 miles. I don't know if you guys have tried that yet or not.
I have not. We have a, Windham, 80 foot on one side and then 40 on the other. Trying to remember what that thing's exact name. That's what I've got. I think he has one as well. I wonder if you can mount that lower to the ground.
That is a possibility that you could do that. Go out to YouTube and just type in NVIS antenna. And there's a whole bunch of information out there. That's what I was doing. And I was thinking that would be really, really handy. And it's not a whole lot of effort. It's just a couple of pieces of wires and some coax and some stakes to hold it, or some trees if you've got some trees around to hold it, like 5, 6, 10 feet off the ground somewhere in that area. and they appear to work really good.
At low, you could probably do 4x4s at each one of the, if it's center fed or is it in fed. But if it's center fed, you could have three poles and then you'll be able to take it down when you don't need it. But it'd be high enough off the ground where the kids wouldn't hit it or touch it. So
that's the idea. A lot of them use them, like if you're out camping or something like that. A lot of them get used for that. They just take little stakes and stake them out, put a little V slot on top of them. You'll see it if you look at it there. But if he's that far away, the coast of North Carolina, then that would probably, that's what NVIS does is best at, right? They're really good at that kind of the intermediate distance, right? Because you're going straight up and you're hitting the ionosphere and the signal's raining right back down on top of you with a footprint of a few hundred miles.
That's what our problem was. Even when he was in Indian Trail, it was even worse. I was just shooting right over the top of him. We both had our antennas up. So it was just, he can hear me well. I think if he gets his the center fit up, maybe mounting it lower, he may have a better signal than I do. But it's almost, it's a northeast, I don't know, maybe a 45-degree angle trajectory from me to him.
Well, I wish you good luck with it. It's a lot of fun. It'd keep you busy anyway. If you didn't have any other questions, I'm going to go back to the work I was working on. But I heard you guys talking. I just want to make sure you knew that you can dial up another node if you can find one near him. You can dial it up from here or he can dial it up from there, either one. Most EchoLink nodes have a different way of making that happen, but this one just uses the DTMF pad for the node number and a pound sign. We'll get you in.
Copy. That's good. That'll be helpful. Yeah, I did want to leave you something. Developed software here for the aviation industry. And one thing we do is I've got an app out there that we're working on that there's a free side to it that just shows the situational awareness, airspace, and then areas where people can fly or can't fly. And we work with FAA and several other agencies out there. But in any case, my goal is to try to see if I can implement or integrate either, you know, weather channels from the ham network or some other items too. Really interested to see what could be helpful there, especially in emergency situations. SAR, search and rescue, uses search grids, they also want to do communication, so try to keep them from having to go off our app. Want to be able to provide that as a layer.
W4DJW, is that something new that you're building, like that runs on a smartphone, or what is that?
It is on both on Android and Apple right now. Form Alpha Sidekick, and download the last person subscription, which you can cancel, and then you see the map. And then the map is interactive, so you can tap anything on the map. And one of the biggest things we have is weather, and so we integrate with Climb itself, which does micro weather, and they're accurate within 500 meters, where others are 30. Kilometers, squares. And so what would be very interesting is we're also going to try to pull from the CTAP and Terminal Air Forecast, the TAP and the AWOS at the airports, pulling more information on the weather side. But then we also have, it's in beta right now, is the web portal version, and I can shoot you over a link to it to look at it.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and do that. My email address is good on QRZ, so if you just type in my call sign, W4DJW, on QRZ, you'll get my email address. I'd appreciate that.
I'll let you go, but, yeah, I just wanted to kind of see from the ham community is to see what would be helpful on that end, because we have the ability to add layers. So, anyway, yeah, just give it a look, and any kind of comments back would be very, very helpful on our end. But I appreciate this. K4LSA.
We'll do it. W4DJW clear.
UBG, W1, RAR. KN4 WQQ, how about it? KN4 VWA.